Hey everybody, Jay Schlansky here from the Fifth Trooper Network. I just want to take a moment to thank you for checking out this show. Did you know that over at thefifthtrooper.com we have tons of other content, including blogs, other podcasts, all kinds of stuff. In addition, if you want access to exclusive content, you can join us on patreon.com/thefifthtrooper and join at any level and you'll get access to exclusive blog articles, access to our private Discord, and much more. So please check us out and thank you so much for all your support.
Welcome to the Fifth Trooper Podcast.
Hello and welcome back to the Fifth Trooper Podcast. I'm your host, Jay Schlansky, and joining me as always is Tim Hannon.
Hello, hello.
The old hand.
The hand grenade.
The old hand grenade. Hey everybody, thanks for joining us, and welcome everybody back. So we've got some cool topics for today's episode, but first let's ask old Timmy H, how was LVO, my boy?
Well, it was a great time, in the sense of I saw my friends, I had a great time, you know, I went out to some places that weren't Legion involved, and it was great. For those that don't know, the format was 6 rounds of Swiss, which is nice. As a Legion player, that is nice. However, as a travel enthusiast and as a Vegas enthusiast, it's really hard for me to stay in one place for 6 rounds of Legion, especially if I lose the first three. So I actually have not gone 0-3 for quite a long time. I don't always do great, but I'd normally do better than that. So washing out completely was enough for me to say, you know what? I'm just going to go do Vegas instead. So day two, I did a whole bunch of Vegas things. Nice. Got to go see BattleBots. So that was cool.
Like,
that was
neat. Shit. You know? Nice.
Yeah. It was like a childhood dream. Like I didn't expect to be emotional, but I walked in there and like just about started crying. I was like, oh my God, I see all the BattleBots. Some of them like Nightmare, which I grew up watching Nightmare.
Yeah.
They had Nightmare there. Now I understand this is not the original and I get that, blah, blah, blah. I don't care. But let me just have the magic and believe. It was cool. It was really cool.
So you're like, you're definitely going to be one of those guys when we have like droids that are like boxing and stuff. Like, was that Real Steel? And
yes,
and
exactly.
Yeah.
Steel. Wow. Yeah.
And what was, Big Heroes.
Big Hero.
Yeah, that had some fighting, right? Yeah. So you'll be one of those ones that the AI bots are going to rise up against because you're fully down for their dying for your amusement.
They don't have to die. They just have to be destroyed.
Wow. What's the difference?
There was a show called, we don't have to go down this rabbit hole, but there was a show on Netflix called Altered Carbon, and it was amazing. It was really cool show.
Well, the first season was.
No, I loved all of it, but it got canceled before it could finish, but it's all right. But that's all about, you know, saving your consciousness. So there you go. Robots could do it too. I'm just saying.
They most likely will do it before us.
The cloud will absorb you.
The cloud. Okay. Oh, the cloud. What a nebulous term.
LVO is always a lot of fun. So I always enjoy it. It's always one of my favorites. Yeah. It's like my probably the convention that is always my, like, I will make this.
That's, you know, so like that's funny.
The hard set.
I've never liked LVO.
And I mean this with all the love of my heart, but that doesn't shock me. And that's okay. Yeah. Like, it's not for everybody. Vegas is not for everybody. It's all right.
Maybe that's the thing. Like, I really have no interest in Vegas as like a concept at all. Just like in general. Mine is Adepticon. That's the one I'll always make. Like, I love totally Chicago. Fair. I love all the people who run Adepticon. It's just that's my show. It's just interesting. It's just because, and you know, I think the other thing too is like, I guess all the LVOs I've been to, I was either streaming or like really focused on playing, and so I never even got to see Vegas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I've been to three LVOs. And it was like the first one we were sponsoring. So I was doing a ton of work. And then we interviewed Luke Eddy, at LVO, right? So that was like really stressful.
Yep.
And
yep.
I never even left the complex, right? You know, I just, there's food there. There's every, because that one was at Bailey's right next to Planet Hollywood. And so like, yeah, so like we never left that complex.
Yeah.
And then the next time we were streaming, never left, like just,
yeah.
you know.
No, that's, I think that's totally fair though.
Yeah.
I mean, that happens. It just, I think there's a lot of people that do that same exact thing. And I think for most other cons, that's what I do. It's just LVO is my exception.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
But it's a
it's,
lot of fun.
yeah. But anyways, all right. Well, hey, good. I'm glad you had a good time. I'm
Yeah.
not glad that you bonked out 0-3.
You know, we don't have to go over the whole list, but long story short, I brought three clone shotguns and I wanted to see if I could do well. And
Oh.
my thought was this: either it's going to do really well or really poorly. And it was really poorly, and
And
that's
you were
okay
right.
because there were so many red saves. And so my
Yeah.
plan was, okay, run at the red save gun line and pierce it up and be great. And I never really faced a red save gun line. Faced red saves, but not like traditional gun lines. So that's how it goes.
Yeah. All right. Well, for today, before I get to that, sorry. Don't forget everyone this weekend. So this you'll be listening to this on Thursday. This Saturday and Sunday is the Golden Sprue in upstate New York. We
Yes.
will be live
Yes.
streaming on our channels, on our YouTube and Twitch channel. Just search the Fifth Trooper on either of those. And we'll probably even try to live stream on our Facebook page too. I just try to multi-stream on all three because it just
Sure.
makes sense. So yeah, so come join me. I'll be doing most of the streaming. I will have guests, I'm sure, on and off. But yeah, I'll be doing most of the streaming. It's three rounds day one and two rounds day two. Come join me. We'll have some fun. And
Yeah.
yeah, it'll be good times.
It's gonna be a blast. There's so much freaking prize support. Yeah, I'm
Oh,
really looking
dude.
forward. There's a wrestling, like a wrestling belt that's better to me than any trophy I've ever seen. And like now I'm like, oh no, now I really want that. Like that's not fair.
Dude,
I wasn't planning
AMG,
on caring.
I think there's like dice for everybody. They sent tons of command cards, 20
Oh, I love it.
limited edition command cards. There's
Yeah.
oh, what the hell is that company called? But they're sending basing stuff, like, so
Oh, I know what you
it's
mean.
like the
Yeah, like
3D,
the
it's like resin
underbrush and
3D.
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Paintbrushes, paints, there's a mat, there's all this other stuff. I'm giving away every single person's going to get command cards from us, special edition command cards. Also, we did custom order tokens for the person who wins, best sportsman, best in hobby, and best in skill. And so they'll all get custom order tokens.
Yeah.
Dude, there's just so much. There's so much. And I think I'm going to grab some other tchotchkes from our store's giveaways. Oh, there's Legion product that they're giving
Sure.
away. It's
Well,
wild.
and also as a reminder, A, it's not too late to sign up.
Nope.
B, if you're wondering like, oh, that just sounds like a northern New Yorker and like a Western New York kind of and like maybe Canada area thing. No, like you can fly into Albany pretty cheap and
Yeah.
it's not it's I looked at it just the other day. It's like 30-minute drive from Albany Airport. So you could literally just take an Uber if you wanted to. You don't even have
Yeah.
to get a rental car.
You guys should come
And then
out
you're good.
right now.
Yeah.
If you're listening, sign up right
Do
this
it.
second.
Do it. We will welcome you with open arms.
It's been all over the Legion Facebook. You can find it on the Fifth Trooper Facebook. You can find it in the Legion Discord. It has its own channel, Golden Sprue. Yeah. So, you know, please sign up. Let's get some people. Josh, the guy who's running it, has just been doing an amazing job. You know, and the
Yeah.
prize support is off the chain. Nick Bodnar Brabnar is bringing his terrain. So it's going to be all
Yeah.
mo I think all his terrain.
I
Yeah.
believe it. Yeah.
So, and most of the Fifth Trooper is going to be there. So yeah, you should sign up. Do it right now. Come on, you're not doing
Oh,
anything weekend.
yeah. Right?
And it's going to be
Exactly.
like 45 to 50 degrees up here this weekend, which
See?
is
So no
abnormal.
snow.
Yeah.
Yeah, enjoy the no snow. Last year we had to drive through a literal blizzard.
Yeah.
That's not an exaggeration. Like it was a like sub-zero Fahrenheit blizzard. So yeah, so I'll take the 50 degrees.
All right. So today's episode, we're going to switch things a little bit. We're gonna go through a Patreon subscriber list first. Then we're gonna go through mailbag. And the reason we're doing this backwards is one of the mailbags is about Skirmish, and so we have a very special kind of conversation that we want to have about Skirmish today. And so we're going to put that towards the end and talk about Skirmish for most of the episode. But yeah, so let's go through, let's do our list first. Let me share my screen. So for those of you watching, you can check this out. All right. Can you see this, Tim?
I can indeed. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Perfect. There we go. All right. Yeah. So this is from my boy Houston Cadwell. I love that guy. He's such a nice guy. So I had met him. He put a post up. I think it was on like Facebook General or something years and years ago. This was like a couple years before COVID. I want to say like Legion had only been maybe it was year two or something for Legion. And the beginning of year two. And he put a post on a Facebook group saying, hey, I'm going to be in the Syracuse area, Syracuse, New York. Is anybody playing? And so Evan and I both chimed in and he met us and we played him. And I've been friends with Houston ever since. So great guy. And so he has a list for consideration for us to discuss and review. He's trying to get something ready for the Cherokee Open, which is what? When is that?
That's in February.
February. Okay.
It's mid-February, I believe.
Okay. So he's trying to get something ready for mid-February for the Cherokee Open. And he submits for our approval or disapproval a Yoda Wookiee list. So we've got Yoda with Force Reflexes, Force Push, and Burst of Speed. Two Wookiee Warriors, the Kashyyyk Defenders, with Bowcaster Wookiees. We have four Wookiee Warriors with Tenacity and a Naked Wookiee Warrior. We've got Size Matters Not, Ambush, Push, There Is No Try, Assault, Luminous Beings, and Standing Orders. He's running Intercept, Recover, Payload, and Key Positions, Advanced Positions, Battle Lines, Hemmed In, Major Offensive, Limited Viz, Rapid, Fortified Positions, Supply Drop. Tim, first thoughts.
I almost love it. Okay. I almost love it. How about that?
Yeah. Hit me.
This is the problem. This is the problem with the Wookiee Battle Force with Yoda, in my opinion. I think Wookiee Battle Force is actually pretty good, depending on how you build it and things like that. I think they can be good. My problem with doing it with Yoda is that you really, to make the Wookiees hit like they need to hit, you need to go down to 7X. I don't like playing 7X. Now, that said, I actually do think there are some good 7X lists out there. So I'm not saying, like, I think these days with the pass mechanic, you can overcome it a little bit. So it's not as scary as it used to be. My problem is the bowcasters are great.
Yep. Like,
they're fantastic. The problem is those Wookiees, there's only three bodies on those Wookiees. I understand it's 369, nine health a piece. I get that. I understand. The problem is that one extra body with all white saves really adds up. Yeah. Like that three extra health. If you're rolling red saves, this is a different game, different story completely. But rolling white saves, you want as many bodies as you can get per squad. And so to get to 8X, you have to cut off the heavies for the melee Wookiees, which then also means they're not really hitting as hard because battle shields hit like a truck. Regular Wookiees with tenacity, granted, but still don't hit as hard. I don't hate having like one or maybe even two naked Wookiee squads for melees. I don't like having five naked Wookiee squads. Well, I guess technically four have tenacity again, but still.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to bounce all these Wookiees out.
Okay.
I kind of want to help and like rebuild.
Yeah.
First, I'm going to put Force Barrier in.
Yes. Yes.
Number one.
Yep.
Like correct. That's where I'm starting. I'm almost considering pulling Burst of Speed. I don't think you need it in this list.
I can understand that thought process. I would leave it in for now, but I can understand the thought process. Okay. You don't have to leave it in. But
Well, yeah,
I get where you're coming from.
Yeah, let's just take it off for now because I don't
Sure.
think you need it.
Okay.
So, all right. So let's we'll go with our Wookiee warriors, and I think you want to do two with shields. I think, and I mean that's how I would
I think
do
it. Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
What do you think, Tim?
No, no, I agree. I think that's
okay.
fine.
So I would do two with shields.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one with let's do I guess two with bowcasters. And then the Wookiee warriors for the in the support, the Kashyyyk defenders, I'd almost consider going long gun with them. And doing two of those. Now we're at the seven. We're 6 points over. So the question is, do you pull barrier off of Yoda?
I mean, so this is, so we got 2, 4. You got four of them. Could really just do boop, boop. So I think you could do, hold on, sorry, I'm building this out as I'm talking.
Yep.
I'm trying to, basically, I'm just trying to figure out what the, okay, so here you go. So you could do Yoda, all melee Wookiees, as far as like the base Wookiee, I mean, it's like
okay.
all the duelist Wookiees. Two with bowcasters, four with shields, and then drop burst of speed on Yoda. You're right at 800 with 7x. And I know 7x is scary, but remember that you're able to guidance one of them. So maybe, hopefully, make it feel like 8 plus barrier.
Is there any rule?
What's
what
that?
are what are the Wookiee defense? I don't remember the rules.
So I got you. It's they count as core. The melee Wookiees count as core. The other Wookiees, Fearless Building, should say.
Oh, it's just the three.
The other...
It's just the three. You just have to have three. I got it. I got it. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you can only have six because they, again, they count as core.
Right.
So you can't do all of them. So sometimes on certain Wookiee lists, that's why you'll see like a random long range Wookiee thrown in because they max out at six for this list.
Okay.
But
So.
Anyway.
So for those of you listening, we've got Yoda with push and barrier. We've got four Wookiee warriors with shields and two with bowcasters. So I think what we need to then do, I mean, this is your command hand. I think I would take a look at objectives. So we've got recover, payload, key positions, and heat, and yet intercept. I think I would pull out payload and intercept. I would put in hostage and sabotage the moisture evaporators.
I think that's fair. I think because you're right at 800.
Yeah.
So you're not afraid of ties.
Yeah, you don't. Payload's too hard for this list. You're going to, because you can't, you're not going to be able to move yours and go after theirs.
Yeah.
You'll be able to move yours for
right.
sure. And I think with this list, you really want to just clone ball. I know it's not clones, but you want a fur ball,
no,
I guess.
You want a Yoda ball is what
Yeah.
it is. You
Yeah.
want to, exactly. You want a Yoda ball. And because also you, I'm thinking of sabotage. Sabotage is normally such like a, you know, 2-2 or a 4, sorry, 4-4 victory point game. I think with this list, you can make it your game because you can just, all four of those Wookiees, just run. Just run.
Yeah.
Just go.
Agreed.
Yoda's behind him, hopefully behind a line of sight blocker. So he's not, he, Yoda's not really meant to do crazy Yoda things until like maybe turn six.
Right.
Turn five if you're pressed. Yeah.
I mean, I wonder. All right. This is crazy. This is crazy. And I know it's crazy, but I'm going to put it out there anyways.
Okay.
Do you pull a barrier? And do you put on a steamed leader and then run him with the Wookiees and then they just jump in the way?
I see where your thought process
and
is.
Then
I
you
don't.
got 5 points for something.
I mean,
you could, I mean, because you
yes.
could do, Could do reflexes then. You could pull out barrier, do a steam leader and reflexes. Then you've got Yoda protected. Because I don't know, because barrier really, you're trying to, I mean, it's the crits, right? Which is nice to get rid of. I don't know.
Well, and I know also, I know Bushman at LVO ran Yoda Wookiees. So I'm actually looking for his list right now just to see what he settled on, because I don't know exactly what he had.
My boy Bush.
Yeah. And he, I think he did decently well with him. I mean, he didn't win, but
Yeah, but
you
he's
can do
been out of
well
the
and
game
still.
for a while.
Yeah. That's fair.
So that's, you
That's
know.
fair.
So okay,
Yeah.
so while you're looking for that, I mean, I think there's a there, I think there is a potential of a steamed leader and okay, there's two different ways of running this. I could see you running Yoda like right in the middle of the pack of Wookiees and just like Yoda balling. And if you were going to do that, then I think I would get rid of barrier and I would go back to reflexes like Houston originally had, but then I would add a scene leader. So then I can, because the exact while you are defending each friendly core unit trooper unit at range one gains Guardian one. So you have
Oh,
all,
see,
yeah. No.
they're not core. They only count as core for list construction and battle cards.
Okay, so
So
not for
for
okay, so
hostage.
yeah,
So
all right, so about all right, go back to yep. So back to barrier.
Like
Okay.
when you go, like the one of the strengths of this of any Wookiee Battle Force list is the fact that your entire bag normally is basically all special forces
Special for okay.
and
That makes
maybe,
sense.
your one commander, obviously. That's it.
All right, so okay, so back to we fixed the objectives. Advanced positions, I'm good with that. Battle lines,
Yes,
I'm
for
good with
sure.
that.
You love AP. AP is like a godsend for
Yeah, I
you.
don't know how much I love hemmed in or major. Let's bounce hemmed in and major just for now, and let's take a
Agreed.
look at what are options. Yeah, danger close.
Danger close. I don't hate major.
Yeah, now
I
that
know
I'm
you just
looking
took
at
it
our
out.
other options. Well,
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
just took it out to look at other stuff, but yeah, you're right. Major, I think major works. All right, for conditions, limited viz 1000%.
Yep, 1000% rapid reinforcements.
Yep, rapid,
Yeah.
same. Fortified, maybe.
Yes, because you can be protected on your approach for the Wookiees.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's
I
not
have
bad.
played a decent amount of Wookiee Battle Force, so yeah, you want as much
Okay.
protection as you can get.
So I bounced supply drop just to see what our other options were. Yeah, I guess you would go with supply drop. You could also do war weary or hostile.
I was gonna say war is because for two reasons
Well,
they don't hate war weary because A, war weary
yeah.
with the Wookiees are all courage too. Now obviously Yoda's courage four, so you'd like to use his courage if you can, but he's probably gonna be range one of them, give or take anyway.
Yeah.
So it's not like I don't
But they're
know.
not really going to be sh no one's going to be shooting on your turn, so you're not re on your team really. You've got two shooties, so really the
Sure.
amount of suppression you're putting out, so maybe supply drop is the way to go.
And to be clear, I think there's an argument to be made for heck just making them all Battle Shield Wookiees. And then you have points to play with too.
All right, let's see what that looks like.
I mean, your list does one thing at that point is
Yeah,
run,
it
but
is run and kill. And potentially death. I don't know why that's
other
not.
one. Oh, that's right. I was gonna just hit
Oh, I
whoop.
because I had six.
Oh, because
Okay.
you're maxed out.
Yeah. So okay, so we did two shields. So now we got another 10 points. So I mean force upgrade for Yoda is where I would go with
No,
my
for sure. Or you said 10 points,
yeah.
two, four. So everyone but one Wookiee could get recon intel as well.
Yeah, maybe.
You're trying to get in there. Also, side note, while you're doing that, Bushman's list was Yoda Obi-Wan. It was a seven act Yoda Obi-Wan, three phase ones, two battleship Wookiees. So there you go.
Oh, that's not bad. Yeah, so you could put recon on five of the Wookiees, so that's not bad.
Because remember, with Recon Intel, and this is another reason why I don't like the naked Wookiees in the Battle Force. The whole thing in the Battle Force, right, is that when you lose a model, not when you take a wound, but when you lose a model, you move forward once
Oh,
per
right. Yeah.
per turn. But if you already are kind of missing a model because of no heavy, so now, woohoo, you got to do the Battle Force thing, but you have two guys left, maybe.
Yeah.
You're hitting like a wet noodle.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, this isn't bad. I like this. This Yoda force push, force barrier, five Wookiee warriors with battle shields and recon, and one Wookiee warrior with battle shield. And basically, you're not sitting back, you're not waiting, you're just running them straight at their army and killing. It's not bad. It's not bad. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. There's almost a world with this
Sorry.
list.
I was doing math. It's still 72 wounds of Wookiees.
Yeah. It's not
Not
bad.
counting barrier.
I mean, there's almost a world with this list where I could see you giving like the first turn giving Yoda size matters not, just to get the speed three and to use, some of your actions a couple times and like then moving everybody in and then moving him in last and then, the Luminous on turn two to get that size matters not back, get everybody tokens now that they need them because they're probably
Now
in
you're about to, right?
yeah.
Well, and so the other thing with that, depending on what you're playing, if you're playing hostage with Yoda, I have done it before. I have about a 50-50 win rate whenever I do this. But the gutsy play is to do his one pip turn one, move him or get it to where he can double move the hostage. Because he can guidance, and then basically turn one, your hostage is in your deployment or
Yeah.
close to.
Yeah.
So you've almost got it right there,
And
which is
then you could
insane.
probably put him in a position. Well, no, yeah. You could put him in a position where he's gonna force pull theirs on the next turn. So, yeah. Well, I think that's it. I think that's Houston, if you're listening, that's the list. Thank you so much.
I think it's got a lot of teeth to it. I've seen other people try it. I've not seen a lot of success with it, but that doesn't mean it's bad. I think it just takes a lot of practice with it.
Yeah.
I think if I saw that across the table from me, I'd be very
Well,
scared.
yeah, agreed. Well, I think too, it would definitely take a lot of practice because I think it is counter to how you normally play Legion. You would play this list in a completely different way than how you normally play Legion. So that's gonna take some getting used to. But yeah, so there you go, Houston. Thank you so much. We made some minor modifications at the end of the day.
Other thing to throw out there for that too,
Yeah.
if you're doing that, especially with seven acts, I don't hate you'd have to change your whatchamacallit, your objectives around a little bit. Cut a heavy and just take a deep bid. Because maybe you probably really want your objectives. So
Yeah.
I don't hate that. I don't think that's what I would do, but I think it's an option that you can have
Yeah.
that is not
Yeah.
horrible.
It's there for something that you could potentially do. All right. All right, ladies and germs, let's get into mailbag. So if you're a Fifth Trooper Patreon member, you get access to our exclusive Discord and you get to send us special questions that you want us to ask. So this one coming from one of our questionnaires before. And this is from Saved, which is spelled S4V3D. And he wants to know if you had to choose one faction only to play, which would you pick? He says that for me, I would probably choose Empire based on the fact that I could play quite a few different archetypes and there's a large variety of units. What about you, Timmy Boy?
It's a great question that I ask myself all the time because I like having all my stuff, but if you always wonder like if I had to get rid of everything, what would I keep?
Yeah.
Because I would definitely keep something. Here's my, it's a difficult answer. The Black and white answer is yes, I agree. Empire, because it is the most, it's got the most versatility of everything I have. Because I don't own any Rebels as well. So now that said, for where I think Republic will be in probably a few years, so like long-term investment wise, probably Republic, because I enjoy Republic the most. Because to me, even when I lose the mental games are so fun to play. It's like you're playing a mini game while also playing Legion. And so I enjoy that the most. But where they're at right now, they still feel a little bit one-dimensional. Again, the Wookiee Battle Force, funny enough, helps a lot with that. So I don't think it's as bad as it used to be, but I'd probably keep Empire.
So I have two different answers, and they're for
Yeah.
completely different reasons. One from like a playability and what where my heart is Empire. I've played Empire from the beginning. That was the, but way back in the day, my first podcast partner, Nick, he and I split a core box. He wanted to be Rebels. I wanted to be Empire, and I've been playing Empire ever since. Everybody knows I love double ATST. Like,
Yeah.
so that's where my heart is. But if you told me I had to pick a list or I had to pick a faction, and like m only play that faction, and that's the only, honestly, I would pick droids because I have like 95% of everything painted. The only
That's
thing I
fair.
don't have painted for droids is Genosians. That's
That's
it.
fair.
I have 8 B1s, I have 6 B2s, I have 3 Magnas all painted. I
Yeah.
have all every single hero painted. I have all the heavies painted. I have all the supports painted. I have everything done and painted. And
Yeah.
I'm gonna be, you know what? Want to know a little secret?
Yes.
Talking about Houston, who we just did his list, the reason why I have most of those painted is because I bought his army off of him, his droid army off of him, which got me very far
Sure.
in that direction and then inspired me to continue the rest of them. But yeah, that so the
Yeah.
two completely different reasons why. But like if you're like, hey, you want to show up, you don't really want to do much more work, you just want to play it, I pick
Right.
droids because they're already together and I would find some fun lists to play. But yeah.
No, I think that's fair. And that's funny enough, I kind of did the same thing during, I think it was during the pandemic. I bought someone's droid army. And so my droids are all painted really well. And everyone's like, wow, I love your paint job. I didn't do them. Thanks. But I'm very honest. I'm not like, I don't put them in any competitions or anything. But now, as I've added more droids to it, they're not all painted anymore. But that's a great point. It's a very great point. It's, yeah, getting them pre-painted is nice. Yeah.
Well, it's just one of those things where, yeah, I could just play a droid army today, all painted if I wanted. So,
Sure.
I can't say that about Empire, or
Yeah.
Rebels or clones.
Yeah.
So,
That's fair.
yeah. All right. Thank you, Mr. Saved. All right. Next one is from our boy Juan in a Million. What are the biggest differences between casual and successful competitive play? He continues, not just how sweaty people get. It sounds like overall there's less margin for suboptimal units, lists, and turn zero play. What about during the game? What are the big differences? Yeah. What? Okay. This is going to sound tough. In competitive play, 90% of the time, people will not let you walk back triggers. So if there's something that was supposed to trigger that you forgot it, unless it's something that has to trigger, right? Competitive players will walk you back on something that is a requirement to trigger because that affects the game state. But if it was something that you just forgot, in most casual games, people would be like, nah, dude, just go, just do it, just do it.
Yeah.
But in
Yeah.
competitive, most people will not. I mean, some will. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I do. I don't
Yeah.
care.
Yeah. Yeah.
But most of the time, people won't. That's a big one.
Well, the big one, I think, in regards to the missed triggers thing or triggering something unintentionally, to me, the obvious one is like standby, right? Like, oh, I moved. And then you like let them finish their move, and they go, okay, well, now it's going to trigger my standby. Again, in a casual game, I heck, while the person's moving, I'm going to measure my standby range. You're like, hey, just so you guys, you know, and then let them make an informed decision. In a competitive setting, I'm keeping my mouth shut because I've said this guy's on standby. I've even probably at that point probably measured the range with you present. Like, if you didn't pay attention to that, that's part of the competitive side of it. But 9 times out of 10, I'm going to tell you about it anyway. Like, hey, you know, it's going to trigger that standby, right?
I'd say in high competitive, a lot more time is spent on line of sight and cover. And what I mean by that is whether or not you have cover, what type of cover you have, doing the, oh, I can see this from this corner and this corner, but you know, blah, blah, blah. So I think there's a lot more time spent on that.
I also think, as far as list creation goes for competitive versus casual, and this is something where, I mean, we've talked about this a bunch, but it's where one of my stumbling blocks is for why I'm not more competitive than I am, as far as Legion goes. It's because there's really not room for units that invite a gamble. You know, it's a big belief. You know, I think everyone's probably seen the statement of the best dice are the ones you don't roll, right? So, like, better to get things that don't involve rolling dice or maybe guaranteed results, whatever, however you want to look at that. And so for me, I like saying, like, well, this could work out. You know, I like the thrill of that. That's where I get my thrill, not even just from winning, but from a gamble that pays off. But obviously, with gambling, sometimes you lose. In fact, often you might lose. So there's really, in competitive play, there's not really room for gambling units, as I would call them.
Another thing is tensions are heightened. So a recommendation that I would have, because you know, you want to say it's not going to happen, but most competitive, high competitive events that have been around, there's always at least one comment, complaint, or judge call on order tokens. And so having like your order token bag just sitting on the table, and then you just reach and grab one and set it down like that,
Yeah, don't hold it in your hand kind of
just to
deal. Yeah.
stop. Don't stack them. Don't like lay them out. Don't do any of that. Just put them in a bag, shake the bag, and then set it on the counter, and then just move on.
I hate stacking them. I hate it when people stack them. I know people say sometimes what you're
It's
they
what
prefer
you're
to do that,
supposed
and
to
that's
do, but
that. No, I hate stacking them so much. Yeah, and I have seen some people will say, would you like to pull the order token? Which, I mean, I don't do that, but I get the sentiment behind it, you know. And I'll always normally tell my opponent, no, I don't really want to touch your stuff. Like, you pull your own order token, that's fine. But yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
And then I think one big one, and probably maybe my last one anyways, is in casual, or like if you're just at your local store, like even this weekend, it can come off as being a little like shitty to call judges when it's a question of something. Like, not like, hey, we can't agree on what the line of sight or the range is on this. Can you help us? That's not a shitty call, but like other like little like ticky tack nickel and dime calls in casual play is shitty, but in high competitive is exactly what you should be doing.
I'm thinking of the brand new, the updated overrun rules. That's exactly one where someone like, yeah, that's how that works. But to me, like, I don't like doing that. Like, in a casual game, I probably wouldn't do that. But like, in a competitive one, like, be aware that like little rules like that are gonna come up, and it's gonna maybe be a feels bad because people are playing to use every advantage they can within the rules. And that's not cheating. That's just being a rules lawyer, and is that fun? Not normally, but it might get you a win, you know. So it depends what you value. But
And that's
yeah.
a great point too, you know, and like, so if something happens in a high competitive game and your opponent does something and it's like, no, that's how the rule is, but you're questioning it, it's okay to question it. Just call it, just be like, hey,
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
just gonna call over a judge because I don't know what this ruling is. And you know, that doesn't sound right to me. And
Right.
they should be completely fine with you doing that because they should understand that, right? And be like, oh yeah, no problem. Because I'm definitely, even as recent as the last like two years or so, have heard arguments of somebody go, no, that's the rule. And they're like, well, where's that? And they're like, it's in the rules forum. And they're like, what the hell is the rules forum? You know, like I've heard that. And it's tough for new players to know that there's an entire forum of complete rulings that some you would be surprised by, some you wouldn't, but you know, they're there.
Well, that's one of the things for those that are on the like the big Legion Discord. I have most of that muted just because it's so huge. It's, you know, I don't want a million notifications and things like that. But one of the things I like to leave unmuted is there's a whole channel dedicated to AMG rules forum. And so when there's updates, they normally post like a few updates at a time. I highly advise people that if you're on there, take a look at that and keep that unmuted so you can just check in and just be aware of what's being updated. It's the easiest way to for me to stay up to date on it.
I think that's the big stuff. I mean, other than the obvious, the play is higher, the play is tighter, like, you know, all that's all clear. But yeah, those are some of the other things.
I think the big thing I would say too is, and honestly, I think this is probably more like an issue in a game like 40K where you have so many factions, but know your army's rules. When you go, know what your army does.
That's a big
And
one.
if it's a tricky kind of rule, if it's one that you think might be a little sticky, try your best to memorize. And you're not allowed to take notes during a game officially at Legion, but I think you can have on your phone like a notepad that says like page blah 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 on, you know, a rules forum, blah blah blah. Like have notes of where to find these rulings that affect your list. Because that way, if that question comes up, the judge still has to make the final call, right? Because that's what they're there for. But you can say, hey, this is what I'm going off of. This is what my understanding was. And you can kind of show your work situation.
I've had people knowing that something was going to become a. I think Evan might have done this when he was playing Vader Lat, where he just had like the ruling up on his phone in the forum, and then in case anybody asks, he goes, "Yeah, here it is." You know,
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
I
for
think
sure.
that if you know a rule's going to be sticky and people are going to question it, just have it ready
Yeah, it's just
for
good
them. Yeah,
practice.
and the judges, because listen, judges are great; they do a great job, but they don't always have all the information either. So the easier you can make their job and like, no, here's the forum posting, the easier it's going to be for them because sometimes it can take a while to like search the forum. To like, you know, get the ruling that you're specifically looking for. All right. So our final topic for mailbag and for the rest of this podcast, this is for I'm Gembo, IMGEMBO. How would you improve fixed skirmish mode? I hear a lot of negative commentary on people's experiences playing skirmish mode. In your opinion, what are some obvious or easy changes that could be made to improve the experience? Is it so unbalanced that even a casual level, it is less to a game state that is potentially unfun for a player? Okay. I'm glad you asked. People have asked me this before, and inspired by those past questions and I'm Gembo or M Gembo, whatever, however you want to be, M Jembo, I don't know, in Jabo, whatever. I, Jay Shalansky of the Fifth Trooper, have decided to write a skirmish format that I think would fix it. I'm calling it the Fifth Trooper Skirmish format. It's basically taking their skirmish, what's out there now, and just making some fixes that I think would help it. So I'm sharing this on YouTube, but basically the idea is going to be we're going to go through my new rules and some cards and stuff. And what I'm going to do is make this available on our Discord. Patreon Discord. If you want to play test this, hit me up on the Discord or I'll put a post tomorrow after this podcast is out and we'll get some play testers together to test this out. And then once it's been tested and we got good feedback, we'll release this and I'm going to actually be doing seasons on the battle deck. And so I mean, we'll release those as print cards or print and play, or we'll print them and send them to you. But let's go through my rules, okay, Tim?
Sure. Yeah.
Some things are going to change, stay the same. Some things are going to change, okay?
Yeah.
So for rounds, we're going to stay at 5 rounds. I think that's good. Battlefield, it's still 3x3. The battle cards, so our skirmish is going to be played in seasons. Seasons are the battle cards that are currently legal. Each season will have any number of battle cards in each of the three types. Okay, so this season one, and what I think is going to happen moving forward is there's going to be five of each type. And we're going to get to why in a little bit. So when you're building your army, you can't use battle forces. This includes all of their special units, command cards, and special rules. No battle forces. Shadow Collective, however, is treated as a faction and not a battle force in our skirmishes.
Fair,
So you
fair
can
enough.
use Shadow Collective.
Yeah.
500 points still.
Yep.
Okay. Here's where some changes are. Instead of a minimum of one commander, I've changed it to one to two. Okay. You can have up to two operatives. It used to be one. You can have two to five core units. You have to have a minimum of two. It used to be four. Special forces, minimum of zero, max of two. Supports, minimum of zero, max of two. Heavies, minimum of zero, max of one. So this is why I've changed commander and operatives. I'm establishing a ban list. Okay. The first thing I'm banning, all vehicle unit types are banned. The only exceptions to this are Droidicas, Rebel ATRTs, and Republic ATRTs. No other vehicles. So that is why I opened up the commander and the operative to have two.
So just to clarify, at current standing, the only heavy that would be eligible to play would be a Dark Trooper.
That's correct.
Okay, just make
And
sure I
so we
understand.
would
Okay.
leave that limited to one.
Fair.
Somebody asked me, I showed our internal guys, I think it was Nick, asked, well, why wouldn't I just get rid of heavies instead of vehicles? And my answer was, because Fluttercraft and speeder bikes, like all those things are all in the support category. And I
Yeah, but they're
just,
vehicles.
yeah, and put their vehicles. So if you just ban vehicles except for Droidekas, and the ATRTs, it
Well,
makes it more
and
reasonable.
you don't need speeder bikes on a 3x3,
Exactly.
honestly.
Yeah.
You just don't.
I have one banned unit. It's the FD laser cannon.
Amen. Hate that thing.
And then I have banned unit upgrades. So you guys are going to notice some similarities in these. The Rebel sniper config, so the DH-447 sniper, or I'm sorry, that's the Rebel, yeah, Rebels. The A200 CFE sniper config, that's Cassian sniper. Del Mico, the Empire sniper, DLT-19. Iden's DLT-20A rifle, the DC-15X ARC trooper, Echo, BX series droid snipers. So all of these unit upgrades and the banned unit all have range bands of five or above. So basically, get rid of anything that has above a four range band. And the reason is, specifically in the current skirmish deployments, but also in the new ones that I've come up with, you could just sit in your zone and just snipe whatever you want. And I just don't think
Sure,
that
I'm
that's
sorry.
fun, right? Like, we want to
Yes.
encourage people to get into the mix and like to a skirmish, right?
Yeah.
I've also banned the following command cards: coordinated bombardment, maximum firepower, air support, and orbital strike. Again,
Okay.
because of the range, right? So
Sure, yeah.
no, nothing over four. All right. Pretty much all the setup stays the same. The only thing that changes is when you're using the blue player's battle cards, you shuffle them, and you put three cards out and you bring four in your army. So
Sure.
out of the
So
five, you bring four and you only lay out three.
kind of like harkens back to the old days of original OG Legion, you know.
Well, because it puts the importance back on blue player
Yeah.
and right, which we lost, and why you would want to take a bid.
Sure.
And also allows opportunity, especially if you have five cards and you go down to four and then down to three, you build your armies a little bit differently to match your cards. So those are my major differences to the rules. What do you think, Tim?
Actually, I dig that. I really like the ditching of the range five and above units and command cards is really nice. Because again, like if you're playing skirmish, to me the point of skirmish is honestly normally a teaching game. I mean, some people really love skirmish, and that's fine for you. But really, to me, it's more a teaching game. And I don't think it's a good teaching method to just say, okay, this unit sits here and shoots from the back. Like no one's really learning a lot there. And so I think it's way better to be forcing conflict, forcing someone to move and do something. And I mean, still range four on a 3x3 is still huge. So it's not like you lose all long range abilities.
It just
Yeah, I
stops
think
the because you only have a few units, right? And when you're
right.
playing
Yeah.
skirmish, and it just stops the bullshit of I can sit back in my deployment zone and I could potentially erase one of your activations, and you neither of us even left our deployment zone. Like I just that's
Right.
just not fun.
No, I agree. I agree. And yeah, I think it forces you to play the game, which is great. I think that's what it absolutely is there for. And again, skirmish is shorter. And so, again, the point is to get more action out of the time you are spending. You know, it's more about, to me, more about time economy than action economy. You know, we always talk about action economy in this game, but yeah.
But yeah, so let's those are my rules in general. I'm gonna go through the season cards real quick. Let me scroll up. So I've come up with five deployments, five objectives, and five conditions. It's gonna be hard to describe the deployments to the audio listeners. But
Yeah.
we'll do our best. So the first one is called Another Day. It's basically battle lines, but it's got about a it's in the middle. It's a 2x1 little like bump for both teams. So you could do like a forward, you could post in the forward if you wanted to and try to get to the objective sooner, but you're going to pay for it because you're going to be within range three.
To clarify, the middle section as a whole is a 2x2 bump.
Oh, 2x2. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, but I see where, but it's the extra part is the 2x1. Yeah, I got you. I got you.
The next one is called Scattered. So imagine battle lines on a 3x3, but I took 2 1x1 sections out on the line. So it's a 1x1 section,
Yeah.
nothing, a 2x1 section, nothing, and then a 1x1 section on either side.
Now, oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to say, there's no rule on you have to deploy in all the zones. It's just
Okay.
more of a like an option,
Okay. That was going to be my question. So.
The next one is called Defend at All Cost, and that 2x2 bump that we had on battle lines, that's
Yeah.
all this one is.
Yeah.
The next one's called Small Diagonal, and in the bottom right corner and the top left corner, as a diagonals, we are your deployment zones.
Okay.
And then the last one is called the lines. It's basically like battle lines, except for the outer edges, 1x1s are taken out.
Sure. So you have a 4x1 instead of a 6x1. Yeah. I like those deployments a lot, honestly, for skirmish. Yeah.
I know, like, especially they're variations of each other, but they do different things, which I think
Yeah.
can make it interesting, especially like for the first season,
Sure. Yeah.
All right. So for the objectives, the first one I have is control the artifacts. So during the setup, starting with the blue player, players take turn placing objective tokens on the battlefield until three are placed. Each token must be one range one beyond deployment and range two of any other objective. All troopers gain activate. If you're in base contact with an objective token, you receive a wound and a suppression. Then you flip the objective token to its activated side. At the end of each round, players gain one victory token for each activated objective token they control. You control an objective if they have more unit leaders than their opponents within range one of the objective.
Okay. That's a lot of text.
Yep.
So I'm like chewing on
So
it.
Basically, there's
I think
three
I like it.
objectives. You go up, you
Yeah.
activate it. Whatever unit activate it takes a wound and a suppression.
Okay.
And then you have to have more unit leaders within one of it in order to get the victory point. But it has to
Interesting.
be activated.
Sure. Okay. Okay.
Next one is capture the flagship. So setup, place an objective token in the middle of the battlefield. If a player controls the flagship for two consecutive rounds, they may move the objective speed to towards their deployment. A player controls the flagship if they have more unit leaders than their opponent at range one. Victory. Players gain one victory point if the flagship is range two of their deployment. Two victory tokens if I gotta fix some of that words. Two victory tokens if it's range one, and three victory token if it's within their deployment.
Okay.
So basically, if it
Okay.
doesn't move, you're both
Yeah.
getting a victory token, depending on the deployment zone.
So it's a spin on, just put it in current Legion terms, it's almost like a spin on payload in the primarily in the scoring system, really more than anything else, but yeah. Okay, I
Yeah,
dig
the
that.
next one, secure the pods. Starting with the red player, players take turns placing objective tokens on terrain pieces until three tokens have been placed. Terrain must be completely outside of any deployment zone. At the end of rounds two and four, players gain one victory token for each pod they control. You control a pod if they have at least one core unit within range one of the terrain with an objective token.
Okay. Pretty straightforward.
Yeah, so like that, my thought with this is, you know, some of these other ones are unit leaders. This one is core focused. So it's like, oh,
Sure.
you know, if you want to bring like Vader and five stormtroopers or whatever the points will allow, you know, you could get rewarded for having secure the pods in your deck.
Sure. Interesting. Okay.
Next one is King of the Hill. So set up, place an objective token in the center of the battlefield. Then starting with the blue player, players alternate placing barricades within range two of the objective token until four barricades have been placed. At the end of the game, the player with the most trooper unit leaders within range one of the objective token gains two victory tokens.
Sure. I mean, there you go. Like, yeah, that's King of the Hill.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then the next one is called Destroy Them All. At the end of the game, victory. At the end of the game, players gain one victory token for each enemy unit that's been defeated.
So the only thing, I mean, and maybe this is where vetoes come in, right?
Yep.
I could see rebels and probably droids hating that because of
Yep.
white saber
Oh,
factions.
for sure.
But I mean, then veto it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Or come or bid. And bring your
Or,
own
yeah.
deck.
Sure.
So those are the objectives. And then I'll do conditions, and then Tim, you can give your thoughts.
Yeah.
All right, here's the conditions. First one's intermittent rain. During the second and fourth rounds, units cannot perform ranged attacks beyond range one.
Okay.
Just second and fourth rounds.
Sure.
Air support. Starting with the red player, players alternate placing condition tokens on different terrain pieces until four tokens have been placed. Each token must be placed on a piece of terrain that is outside of any deployment zone, if able. After a unit completes a move, if it's within range one of a piece of terrain with a condition token on it, that unit gains two suppression.
Okay. I see that. So it's like there's a bombardment coming in kind of
Yep.
deal. Yeah. I
And it
gotcha.
plays off the objective with the terrain, right? So like,
Right. That's what I was thinking of.
yeah.
Yeah.
The next one's
Okay.
called difficult terrain. During the first and second rounds, all unit speeds are reduced by one to a minimum of one.
Okay.
So
Okay.
basically, the first couple rounds you're trying to get in and you're reduced by one. You know, like this might be interesting for somebody that has like Mandalorians, right? Like they're like, oh, well, I'm at two for the first, they're at one. Yeah.
Or that'd be it, Mandos would actually have a huge advantage there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I'm trying to design this so like you can build these into your army so that like
Sure.
it's more strategic when you're building out your decks, you know,
Yeah.
and like it and they fit your army more particularly, you know.
Yeah.
The next one is interference. When issuing orders, reduce the range at which a unit can be issued an orders by one to a minimum of one.
Okay.
And then the last one is all clear, and it's basically clear conditions.
Clear conditions,
Yeah, I wasn't gonna put something like that in there, but then I was thinking about, I'm like, nah, you need to have it in there just to
you
have
need to
like,
have it because, yeah, I was gonna
yeah.
say, because some people aren't gonna want anything other than just playing in a skirmish format, really. So, which is fine.
So what do you think?
I think I really like them. I like that you separate it because, I've messed with not for skirmish, but just like in general, like other battle cars and things like that, and thinking like what could be done. I like that you separated out intermittent rain and difficult terrain as two different ones, because I think when I built it, I think I had both as one and it called it like muddy terrain or something like that, with the same kind of idea, but having it all on one condition was a little bit too much.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but having it split between the two is nice. I like that.
Yeah, and I mean I think, you know, I'm not saying that these are all great, and I'm sure we're gonna find some stuff, but you know, that back to what we were saying, is that we're gonna have you if you're on our Patreon or if you want to join our Patreon, just $1 a month you can get on our Patreon. You know, if you want to come and play test for us and let me know, we're gonna have proper play testing of it. So, you know, you'll come on, we'll have you fill out a form, and probably as like payment for helping us out, I'll send you whatever the final cards are. I'll send you a set of printed cards, and
There you go.
you know, that'll kind of be how we say thank you for helping us. But yeah, so that's how everyone keeps asking me, Jay, you always shit talk skirmish and you're always hating on it. Well, what would you do differently? There it is, everybody. That's what I would do differently.
So I'm going to be really honest on my end now.
Okay, please.
I hate skirmish. And let me finish the statement. Let me
Yeah.
finish the statement now.
Okay.
I hate skirmish. I have, from the onset of skirmish existing, I have been adamant about how unbalanced and unfun I think it is. That said, what you have done, and when you said you were doing this, I actually didn't look at it and I was really kind of nervous. I was like, oh man, like I'm gonna have to like sugarcoat this and make it sound like I actually like it. No, reading through that, I'm like, damn, I actually want to try that. Like, that actually sounds really good. So you've got me won over a little bit there
Hey,
because
thanks.
that's I mean that. Like, I really do enjoy that because I also normally in the camp of just taking a big old dump on skirmish, but yeah.
Well, yeah, and so have I, right? And the thing is, I you know, a lot of people ask me why, and but it's fun, and I'm like, and the more my life gets complicated, personal life, the more I wish there was skirmish that was good, and that kind of drove me to this. And I just decided, you know what, I need Jay, you need to be the change that you want to affect on the world. And so I said, screw it, I'll come up with the rule. I mean, and my thing is, like, I hate that special ops thing, spec ops, that they came up with, because it's not Legion anymore.
It's a new game at
It's a
that
new
point,
game.
completely. Yes,
This is Legion. It's just
Right.
all I did was introduce a ban list. I didn't change the rules.
It's Legion just within, I mean, it's almost, and I mean this as a compliment, it's almost just like you're playing both players are playing the same battle force almost. You know, like it feels like similar kind of restrictions and redone restrictions, but it's done in a format that we're pretty familiar with because of battle forces. Maybe that's a better way to say it.
Well,
But
and the thing
yeah.
I thought, you know, one of the things I always thought was missing from the original Skirmish 2 was the restriction on commander and operatives. So it's like, well, this is exactly where heroes should be.
Right.
Like this is
Yes.
like I explained it to somebody. I'm like, I want this to be like the final episode of the season one of Mandalorian, where
Yeah.
they're on Moff Gideon's ship. The Dark Troopers are there. The you know
Yeah.
they're all there. Luke shows up. Like that.
Spoilers.
Well, if you
I'm just
haven't
kidding.
seen
I'm
Mandalorian
just kidding.
season one and you're watching this
Yeah. I know. I
podcast.
know. I know. I know.
But you know what I mean? Like that's the or that fight with Boba Fett and Din, and when they were fighting the
Yes.
stormtroopers and then the dark
Yeah, yeah,
troopers
yeah.
show up. Like that's what skirmish should be. It's not these large scale army battles like regular
Yeah.
Legion is. It's these hero focus like these hero battles and these like small little
Yeah.
skirmishes that are happening throughout the galaxy. And I hope that this by this kind of changing the format a little bit, not even that much, but just
Yeah.
introducing a ban list and introducing a more not complex but more robust battle
Yeah.
decks, I think
Well,
is
just more thought out, really. Like, yeah. Well, and I appreciate too that it's not saying that this is the final
no.
product either, that, like saying that this can be tinkered with and edited is also very nice.
Yeah, I think my goal, really for those of you listening, if you're interested, if you want to get on the Discord, on the Patreon, and want to test this out, my goal is to release this to play testers for a few weeks to a month, get the feedback, make changes, release that as like this is like the alpha, then we'll release the beta, have the play
Right.
testers play it, and then once we think we've got a pretty polished thing. The PDF I'll release for free so anybody
Yeah.
can download it and get print all the cards and cut them out and try them at home. Or you can, and then we'll print the cards here and make them available to buy from
Yeah.
us, but
Yeah.
yeah, so that's my goal. And I think we could really shake up how skirmish is played. And I mean, if I'm really, honest, I think my larger goal would to be have this be at all events,
Events,
yeah, have this be a playable,
like a separate tournament kind of deal
yeah,
or something like that. Yeah,
because
I feel
I don't know, we've got to test it, but my gut is telling me that this would be very fun competitively,
that. I think
and
so. It sounds like I don't think any of that was like wacky or zany enough to be like a little bit too far out there. I think you would have to play around some of those conditions and things like that, but that's okay. That's part of Legion, so.
I think there's some definitely some interesting play there, and so I'm looking for feedback, so come support us on Patreon if you don't already. Just $1 a month. It's $12 a year. You could be supporting us on Patreon. You could join our
Yeah.
Discord and we'll be accepting play testers for this, and we'll play test it and then we'll release it. So
Yeah,
yeah.
that's
Where
fair.
I'm
I
at.
think it sounds really good. I really mean that. I'm gonna have to give it a shot.
Yeah.
I like
Well,
it.
I think maybe once we get it polished, we could probably maybe that's where we'll do some streams or battle reports or
Sure.
whatever. That might be a good place to
Yeah,
start. So,
that'd be great. Yeah.
yeah.
Also, for those that were wondering, because we only did a couple of mailbag things, we've had a lot of great responses in the mailbag, which has been great, and we love that. So please keep
Oh
responding,
yeah.
and we're gonna keep chipping away at it. So I don't want anybody to think we're like overlooking what they submitted. It's just we want to kind of space it out and make sure we get to everybody. So
But all right. Well, that's it, everybody. All right. Cool. All right. Well, thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week. We'll have news from Golden Sprue. Join me on stream. You can ask me questions about this if you want on the stream this
That's
weekend.
right.
That'll help keep me busy. That'll
There
be
you go.
good. All right.
Or even better yet, show up to Golden Sprue. Get
Yeah.
yourself a ticket. Do it.
Yeah.
There you
Perfect. All right, everybody. Thank you
go. All
so
right.
much.
Goodbye.
Join us next week for another edition of the Fifth Trooper podcast.
This has been a Fifth Trooper production.